Kat Von D opens up on becoming Christian, it's like a deprogramming has taken place. By Paul Bois on November 8, 2023. Famous tattoo artist and fashion mogul Kat Von D opened up about her recent and publicized conversion to Christianity, saying she came to appreciate the light she saw in her Christian friends. Speaking with Blaze TV host Ali Beth Stuckey on her podcast Relatable, Von D said her spiritual reawakening began during the coronavirus lockdowns as she came to realize that her occult practices no longer brought joy. She recalled telling her husband, Rafael Reyes, "I think we got it wrong. You know, I think we got a lot of things wrong. You have to understand at the time, BLM was going hard," she told Stuckey. "I was in the middle of it. Like, I lived three doors down from the mayor of LA. So we had Antifa, like, on our front yard. You know, after they threatened to do the Molotov cocktails and stuff like that. So we were just, like, seeing things in real time, and they were much worse in real life than I think what people even put on TV," she added. "I started just kind of, like, reevaluating. Kind of going down the list of what I'm doing with my life. And it got to the part of my spirituality. And that's where I started really rethinking a lot of things." Von D said the change came as she compared her Christian friends with friends engaged in occult practices, witchcraft, tarot cards, palm reading, etc. "My husband and I, we look at a Rolodex of friends that we have, and the ones that are dictating their life through that, and they're leading their life through that, and they're making their decisions through tarot or, you know, some of the witchcraft stuff, they're all so miserable," she said. "They're the most broke people. Usually, most of them are single. They don't have stability. And I'm talking about both financial and the love around them, right? There's always this drama and dread and doom and gloom," she continued. "I was one of them, you know. I would look around at my Christian friends. And I'm like, they're not perfect by any means, but I want what you have, you know? Like, I love the light that you have." Since making the changes, Von D said that she feels like a whole new person. A better mom, a better wife, etc. "I feel like I'm the best wife and the best mother I can be now because of the changes that I've had. It's like a deprogramming has taken place. Things that I used to find attractive are disgusting to me, you know? And it's like, I wish I could put into words like how amazing those changes are," she said. Kat Von D has come a long way since 2017, starting when she permanently moved to the red state of Indiana after growing fed up with the high crime in Los Angeles. As Breitbart News reported, fashion mogul, model, and tattoo enthusiast Kat Von D has announced that she is leaving corrupt Los Angeles for good and will reopen her business in the small town in Indiana in which she recently bought a home. Last December, the LA Inc. star, whose full name is Catherine von Drakenberg, announced that she bought a home in Vivi, Indiana, situated between Cincinnati and Louisville on the Ohio River. At the time, the artist said they probably wouldn't sell their home in Los Angeles. However, she was fed up with all that's been taking place in California, with terrible policies, tyrannical government overreach, ridiculous taxing, amongst so much more corruption. She added, "We just felt the need to plant roots in a small town where my son can be free to play, and where we can eventually retire one day." Last year, Kat Von D took an even more shocking turn when she announced that she would be throwing out her witchcraft and magic books, saying they no longer align with her. "I've always found beauty in the macabre, but at this point, I just had to ask myself what is my relationship with this content?" she wrote on Instagram. "And the truth is, I just don't want to invite any of these things into our family's lives, even if it comes disguised in beautiful covers, collecting dust on my shelves." Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.